Trick-or-treat.
Halloween tomorrow and bonfire night at the weekend, they can be a lot of fun. Take four-year-old Louis, for example. What costume have you got lined up for Halloween, Louis?
As a zombie. A zombie ninja.
Sounds amazing. And Harry, who is 6 years old from Harrogate, what's the best thing about bonfire night?
I like fireworks the best because... Can't really think of it.
No, don't worry. That's understandable. There are lots of firework names to remember. When you have sparklers, though, what do you do with them when they've gone out, Harry?
I throwed it on the floor when it came to my hand. I wear gloves.
A sensible man. Now, here's a question for the guys and girls at Harrogate Fire Station. What temperature does a sparkler burn at?
Blooming hot, to tell you. Hotter than a cup of tea.
I think they're really hot.
About 500 degrees centigrade, maybe? 500, 600?
I think you might find, actually, it's 1,000 to 1,600 degrees centigrade.
Get away.
But what does that really mean?
That is hot.
That is hot.
10 times hotter than a cup of tea, that's what that means.
It's holding your hand in, like, a kettle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's got to hurt, isn't it?
That's got to hurt.
When it comes to injuries, sparklers are still in the top three fireworks that lead to people receiving treatment. And so, with safety in mind for both Halloween and bonfire night, I've been along to Harrogate Fire Station to chat to Community Safety Officer for North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue, Harrogate and Ripon, Helen Richardson. And first of all, from online parenting community Harrogate Mumbler, Sarah Green. How much of a worry is this time of year for parents?
My kids are still quite young, so they won't be going trick-or-treating on their own. Unfortunately, I will also be going in my full witch's outfit. But yeah, bonfire night is definitely a worry because I've got three, so keeping an eye on them all and making sure they're all safe, all tips are welcome.
And what is your advice personally as a parent to maybe other parents listening tonight?
We always make sure that we go to one of the organised displays, and despite my husband being very keen to, we do not do any fireworks in our garden at home because it just terrifies me.
It is tempting though, isn't it? All the deals that are on offer,
right.
You see them around discount stores offering 2-for-1 on fireworks.
We have stayed very far away from them after a bad experience as a child, so I definitely won't be doing that.
Now, Helen, if I may come to you, I remember... as far back when there was a TV advert on, and I can visualise the little girl now picking up a sparkler that has just been thrown on the ground and burning her hand. We seem to go through the same messages year after year when it comes to this time of year. How much of a problem is it around Halloween and bonfire night? Because fireworks seem to be going off from the middle of October.
It is. One thing the firefighters will say is with the organised displays, the accidents and things have reduced massively, so we really push that people go to organised displays. Sparklers, we all give talks, the firefighters, part of their role is we go into schools, so please ask your children. We've been into a lot of schools so far, and we talk to children about using sparklers. They get incredibly hot and they stay hot. Children don't realise that when they've stopped sparking that they're very hot, so we encourage the use of gloves, we encourage the use of a bucket of water nearby to put the sparklers in. If you're at the stray bonfire, for example, stick them in the ground. Don't just leave them. One big thing is, you know, burnt fingers, it's horrid. It takes ages to mend and to get better. A burn is dreadful. So we really do say prevention. Try and prevent the accident happening.
Now, before we get to bonfire night, of course, there's Halloween. Plenty of people are going to be out, especially with it being half term too. How much are you guys involved from a fire service perspective when it comes to Halloween?
Not hugely. The big thing we're recommending is please use the LED candle lights in the lanterns. I always think of Claudia Winkleman at this time of year. Sadly, her daughter, it was an organised, it was a, you know, an adult part. It wasn't somewhere with, you know, they were left alone. The daughter's clothing caught very quickly from a candle. I just say use the candle LED. I gave a talk yesterday in a school and one of the little lads, you know, ooh, they're much brighter. So they are as effective as a candle. Please, again, prevent a fire. If you use the candle, the LED, you won't set fire to clothing. I mean, the other thing is, yes, I think ASDA, places like that, are really looking at the clothing and making it safer. But I do think as a parent, please just really take care.
And when it comes to trick-or-treating, we're quite fortunate. I'm in Knaresborough, and the majority of families and parents who come round with their children are very, very friendly. Every now and then, there's a few mischievous teenagers, let's say. What's your advice when it comes to maybe allowing the kids to go out on their own trick-or-treating?
Again, I think it's something, please have an adult with them. Teenagers, I look at trick-or-treating thinking, isn't it just for little kids? It's an enjoyable thing. Try and encourage them to go to people's houses that they know. We work, very much of our role is working with vulnerable and elderly. A lot of people don't like the doors being knocked on. So try and look for a lantern in the doorway which shows that person is willing to have trick-or-treaters. If you've got teenagers, find out where they are. What are they doing? You know, having people knock at your door, running away, shouting, throwing eggs, it's not funny. It's not pleasant. And just we just look at parents and say, come on, think where your children are.
And with regards to bonfire night, what's the advice from North Yorkshire Fire Service?
I think generally please go to organised displays, reduce any risk. And if you're using sparklers, sparklers are great fun. But again, think about gloves, think about preventing any burns.
And just finally, Sarah, with regards to Halloween, have there been any worries raised so far online on Mumbler?
Not that we've had so far, but I know from last year there were some people kind of worrying about their grandma or you know, people who don't want that interruption into their night and who get frightened and don't want to answer the door. And also for animals with people shouting and screaming on the street. I know my friend's dog goes crazy every Halloween and doesn't enjoy it at all. So I think it's just important to kind of be aware of other people and make sure you're doing it in a safe way.
Wherever you're spending Halloween and bonfire night, have a good one and stay safe. And for further information, you can go to harrogate.mumbler.co.uk.